I shall lift a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Overthrowing witchcraft and sorcery.
Clap your two hands for that. Overthrowing witchcraft and sorcery.
You know, me, I don't like hyping the devil, but I only tell you what the devil can do. I believe in God, so I hype God, not the devil. If you are hearing me preach this message, it's because Paul says we are not ignorant of his devices. Do you get it? We know. And so it is my responsibility to equip you with the right knowledge about your enemy so that you will be able to handle yourself well as you engage in spiritual warfare. And so as I speak about witches and I speak about sorcery, witchcraft, I am not in any way elevating them, or I am not in any way putting fear in you towards them, but rather I'm trying to make you understand that don't also underestimate your enemy. Because if you underestimate your enemy, they can pull a surprise on you. So when you are going to any football match and you underestimate your opponent, you'll be surprised that the smallest nation or the smallest club can floor you. You don't underestimate your opponent. Are you getting what I'm saying? You battle in knowledge and in understanding. Overthrowing the powers of witchcraft and sorcery. Overthrowing the powers of witchcraft and sorcery. Overthrowing the powers of witchcraft and sorcery. Okay? So I am only exposing to you maybe something about them that will help you in spiritual combat. That is not in any way to promote them or to make them be elevated over you. You are already a victor, more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Can I hear an amen? Amen. But right knowledge about them will make you watch. Jesus says, watch and pray. For the enemy, he roars like a roaring lion. He goes about like a roaring lion, looking for whom to devour. So when you know who you are dealing with, you also know how to win victory over him. Amen. Exodus 22 verse 18. Who is a witch? Who is a sorcerer? Who is a witch? Who is a sorcerer? Who is a sorcerer? Who is a, when we see a witch, a lot of people have been talking about witches. Who is a sorcerer? Who is a witch? Who is a witch? Exodus 22, 18. Let's all read. One go. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. And the new version says, you shall not permit a witch to live. Okay, get it clearly. I'm reading from the Bible. There are people who must live to see your blessings and your miracle. But there are people that God says don't even allow them to live at all. And one group that you should not allow to operate around you at all, God himself calls them witches. So if anybody finds himself in that category and I kill the person, I am not at fault. Hello? I'm not a wicked man. I'm not walking out of love. I am still in love. I'm still walking in love. I'm like purely scriptural. I'm in the scripture. I've not gone out of the scripture. That I say, every witch in your family die by fire. I have not sinned. The Bible says that don't permit any witch to live. Any practitioner of sorcery to live. You permit them to live at your own detriment. You allow them to live, they will worry you.
Don't allow what God says, don't allow. If you allow what God says, don't allow, you will live in regret. And you may be a lesson for others to learn from it. There are good people whose lives have become nothing because of the presence of a witch in their life or a wizard. There are very spiritual people who are exposed to witchcraft and it has turned their lives upside down to the level where they don't see the goodness of God, even though they are serving God. And so when God says that when you take over a land, don't allow a witch to live there, you better don't allow them. I don't hate my mother, I don't hate my father, I don't hate an auntie, I don't hate a friend, I don't hate any human being. Bible says we should love every human being. So I love every human being. But the Bible didn't say that we should love witches. The Bible didn't say I should love a sorcerer. The Bible didn't say anybody who has a spiritual office occupying, I should spare that person. Now, that one is a spiritual warfare. When we meet physically, I'll give you chop money. But when I meet you in the spirit, I'll kill you. Because over there, we are not family members. We belong to different kingdoms. The earlier you wake up to that mystery, the better for you. Because some of you, when even God opens your eyes and you see the one behind your affliction and it's a close relation, you tend to write off that dream you had. You tend to say, "No, no. Yeah, nah. He likes me too much. She loves me too much." You and God, who is wise? Who knows what you don't know? In the realm of the spirit, there is nothing like blood relation. In the realm of the spirit, Bible calls it kingdom of darkness as against kingdom of his dear son. There are two kingdoms and you belong to one of them. It's either you are in the kingdom of his dear son or you are in the kingdom of darkness. And so whether you are my brother or my sister or my friend, physically we are related by blood or by friendship. But when we step into the spiritual, there is nothing in common between us. You are my enemy, I'm your enemy. It's like two family members who are playing in two different football clubs. When they meet, is it where they exchange pleasantries on the field? When the match starts, your manager will be very angry with you that you are actually sparing your brother on the field. They may loan you off for that error. I get what I'm saying. Or they may bench you if you allow your brother to score because you're the goalkeeper. This is your twin brother, so you should score. Now, are you getting the analogy I'm making? We've been here where we had Ghanaians and their other blood relation playing for other countries like the Boatins, Kelvin Boateng and then his brother. And they were playing. And Ghana played Germany. And you saw them struggling in the air for ball. This one is striker. This one is defender. And it was Kekram. Because on the pitch, we are wearing two different jerseys. We represent two different nations. We come from two different kingdoms. But when we go home by blood, we are related. We can laugh, tease each other. They're not about. When we step on the field, we are not friends until the match is over. Then we can chat. Now, in the spirit, that is how it works. They don't know. You are the only one who knows them. They don't know you. All they know is the light they see in you. And as long as their manager commands them, kill, they kill. They wake up in the morning, they see you, then they cry. Then they shed tears because by their will, they don't want to. But where they are coming from, you don't operate by your will. You operate by instruction. Simple. That is why they cry more at your funeral. More than anybody. Yeah. I'm telling you a mystery. That's why sometimes God will reveal. And then you find it difficult to believe God. This is somebody who naturally is all you have. Who has been a blessing to you. I'm telling you. And you can't add it. You can't add that. How can this one be the one? But I always tell people that I don't write dreams. Neither am I an author of visions. And so when God shows it and I see it, I work on it. Because I did not plan that today as I'm going to dream, as I'm going to sleep, I should dream about ABCD. Have you ever planned your dream before? So if after hot prayer and fasting, the Lord appears to you and shows you a best friend around you, manipulating your destiny, you wake up and say that, oh, it's not him, it's not him. You are a joker. When he finishes you, then you wake up. Because in the spirit, they are not in control. They are being controlled. It's a spirit working. It's a spirit working. And when the spirit say move, they move. You see, the difference between demonic possession and oppression. When God is using a man, God does not possess the person. When we use the word possess, possess connotes that the person is no longer in charge of his will. When God is using someone, he allows the person to still use his will. I can see something and decide to keep quiet. I will not talk. The spirit of a prophet is subject to the prophet. I get what I'm saying. So God can reveal something to me, or God can tell me to do something in the service and I didn't do it. And later I'll get home and then something happens and I say, that's why God was telling me to do this, but I didn't. But God will not bypass my will to use me. I have to surrender my will. That's why come sin came into the world. We decided to use our will. The opposite direction. Are you getting what I'm saying? But when it comes to the kingdom of darkness, the reason why the devil is a bad man is that he doesn't allow you to use your will. He possesses you. He possesses you. That is why when the spirit of God comes upon a man of God, is using a man of God, the man of God can still talk, laugh, deal with people, pause, go and attend to something, come back. But when the spirit of the devil comes upon a fetish priest, watch them. They are lost. They don't know anything. They will do everything. When they are done, you see that they are sitting there. Then they put some water on. Then it's like, what happened? How many of you have observed that? But there's no man of God that you finish ministry and sitting there and say, what happened? Then you were possessed. You have to check the spirit there that is using you. Because don't you see prophets who are entering deep into people's houses and still they are joking with the congregation, they are laughing, they are teasing people. And still, as they are teasing you, know, they say, now I've entered into, and then they are going. But the difference between an evil spirit when it's at work, and some are in the church, so watch out, I'm giving you a sign. Some are in church. You see any man of God that when he claims an anointing, that is why that water churches and white cross churches, they are all demonic. I'm not afraid to say it. Go and quote me anyway. They are all demonic. They are all witchcraft. That thing they call Awoyo and all those things, they are witchcraft. I've stayed with an Awoyo woman before, and I'm telling you that they are all witchcraft. I grew up as a little boy under an Awoyo woman. I'm telling you that they are all witchcraft. When I went to Ekumfie Safa, well, I was in Ekumfie Safa. I declare war against them. I declare war against them. Because that place is populated by them. All the congregation in the crusade, the churches they attend were, those are your churches. And I said, all the churches that you are attending, they are all witchcraft churches. And I'm going to prove to you the power of God. That was the place where 55 years old, deaf person, ears open, blind, seeing. The next day, more buses, more people. Because I proved to them what I told them. That, listen, I'm coming to work the miracle for you to see that there's no halai, tai, yai, kabai, abao. There's nothing like that. It's a shrine with a cross. There's nothing like that in the check the scripture. There's nothing like that. There's nothing like that in the scripture. And so, I am trying to open your eyes for you to understand that kind of naivety is the reason why a lot of you are being destroyed. You are just naive. You are struggling to believe the reality that a friend according to the physical realm can be an enemy in the spiritual realm. Like, you are struggling to accept that reality. So you hear people saying that, how can you say that your mother is the one doing you? How can you say that someone that carried you 9 months? That's after the flesh. That's after you are speaking ignorantly. You don't know anything. I'm a man of the spirit. I'm telling you, it's real. It's possible. Thank God for your mother. She didn't find herself in that camp. That's why your mouth is loud. That's why your mouth is loud. But there are people that when they tell you their story,
you will know that you can have a very wonderful sister, a very wonderful child, a very wonderful brother, a very wonderful father.
And yet, when they step into the kingdom and an instruction is released that we need your blood, they love you, but they have no choice. Where are the occults? They will cry more than anybody there. But once their high priest says, I need the blood of your daughter, that settles it.
And he said, that my mother cannot do me. You don't know what you're talking about. Maybe you're an European.
Suffer not a witch to
advise the one by you. Don't allow them to operate around you.
Don't allow them.
Don't allow that which the Lord says don't allow.
And so, there is something like a witch. There is something like, and you see, the Hebrew word for a witch or a sorcerer is kashaf or koshaf, okay? The Hebrew, the A is like W. So, kashaf means a caster of spell. Means someone who casts spell. When they are sent into their realm, and you are asleep, one of the commonest things that they do is to cast spell. They invoke your spirit and they cast spell on you. They dictate what should happen to you. They can pick something they have invoked your spirit into, like a doll, and they can just be piercing the thing and they will be afflicting you physically. And you wake up and your heart, they can just break the leg of a toy and you wake up and your leg is broken and you will wonder what happened to you. They can just blow something, cast a spell, and physically there's a manifestation. Those are the people we are dealing with. Those are the people that we are dealing with. Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 10 to 11. How many of you don't like what I'm talking about? That's why I told you from the beginning that what I'm coming to talk about, don't make any mistake to think that I'm exhorting the devil. I'm not. But I'm also trying to tell you what they are capable of doing so that you watch and pray. I get what I'm saying? Because you take them for granted at your own peril. You underestimate them at your own disadvantage. For we are not ignorant of his devices. Are you ready to read? Read with me, one go. There shall not be found among you anyone that makes his son or his daughter to pass through fire. Huh? It is one of the witchcraft practices in those days. They pass through fire. A form of sacrifice to their idol. They call it purgation or perjury. You are being purged. You are being purged. P-U-R-G-E. You are being purged. And it's a religious, a satanic or witchcraft practice. How many of you have watched these current Indian movies that when they want to perform a certain high sacrifice, you see that they walk in the coals of fire? Yeah, I watched Baobali and it was part of it. It was there long ago. And God is warning the children of Israel because the land they had entered into is one of the practices of the sorcerers there. That they make their children pass through the fire as a sacrifice. And so he said, you shall not make your children pass through fire. Or that uses divination. Don't allow them to be among you. That uses divination. So witches are not allowed in this church. Once we discover you, we'll deal with you. I remember one day I was preaching and then One lady was running. She got up. She was running. As I was coming, she was going. She went out. So they caught her. They also caught her on the staircase. And then she started talking. Your face, fire is too much. Unless we don't catch you. Unless by the grace of God, that day we don't catch you. But if that day there, God was merciful to you. So, or uses divination, or an observer of the times, people who read the stars and the moon, or an enchanter, people who chant like white magic. Say, Brofu magic is better than African magic. You are a liar. Have you heard people saying that? Oh, Brofu ni be ye or the or ye aircraft. Born our born, ye be ye aircraft. Ye da de sian, ye sian de. It's only African abrewa or akokra who talks like that. That the white man uses is witchcraft. Most of the people who invented in those days, like Michael Faraday, Newton, most of them, they were priests. They were Christians, if you don't know. They were Christians. They were not witches or wizards. So an observer of an enchanter or a witch, there shall not be found among you. They are not good for coexistence. They are harmful to your health. Tell somebody, they are harmful to your health. Don't tolerate anything God abhors. Anything God frowns on, don't entertain it. Don't entertain it. Go on. Verse 11. Or a charmer, someone who can charm you. Don't entertain those people. Or a consulter with familiar spirit. Say a consulter. Those of you who have been going to consult. Somebody has stolen my money. I'm going to consult. You are one step away from receiving that witchcraft spirit. You yourself. When I was in school, high school, in secondary school, I was on the mountain. So there was a popular shrine over there in Eastern region. White people travel to come and then Akonedi Shrine. White people even come. Popular shrine. And some of my students, such as the day students, they are from the town. We are foreigners, so we don't know anything about that. But they are from the town, so they know the efficacy of their gods and their idols. When you have any little dispute with another student, they will take you there. Those of us from Accra and other regions too, they started learning it. When they steal your shito, or they steal your money, or they steal your needle, or they steal something that is a bit valuable to you, you see them threatening. Meko, akunedi, meko, nipada wafano, you know, so that you bring it. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, if you have consulted an evil spirit before, go for deliverance. Your mother is dead. If he's dead, let him go. Let her go. She's either, I'm telling you, if your mother is dead, your father is dead, she's going to two places, either heaven or hell. Simple. Simple. Who killed him? It's not important. We would have that. The knowledge of who killed him, what will he do for you? What will he do for you? Then you will go. Then they will, those white cross churches, they will say they are turning water or something. At Tokopo. I've heard it because I have people close to me who go there. So they will go and turn. So they will do some spiritual prayers. If the cup turns with the water, it means that it's this. The cross is there. You know, that is where my old lady will say, they do the thing like church. That I say it's not church. You yourself say like that's what means. We fight every day about that. Oh, if you're let to most homo. It's witchcraft. So the day you went to consult to find out who killed your brother, and your parents are going, you two, you followed. and you all went and you sat, then they consulted the familiar spirit, and the spirit started speaking to somebody that they killed me. Oh, they killed me. I was not ready. They killed me. It was not my time. It's an evil spirit that is talking. The spirit of your brother or your sister is not the one talking. He's in either in hell crying for mercy, or he's in heaven. Jesus told us where two people, when they die, they go. The rich man went to hell. The poor man Lazarus went to heaven. It was instant after they died. They didn't travel to somewhere to go and where, and their spirit were consulted and whatever. They go somewhere. Simple. So the one that is speaking is called familiar spirit. Say familiar spirit. Say familiar spirit. From the word family. From the word what? Familiarity. It is a spirit that is connected to you, to the family, that knows everything about the situation. That spirit can use the body of a corpse to go to either a left direction or go to a right direction, because he is fighting with this one when he was alive. So they said, the corpse will not go. Have you seen that thing before? That the corpse, the thing is moving. Or what they call Aquile Suma and those kind of things. See that they are possessed. They are called familiar spirit. The Bible calls them spirits that are familiar with you. They are familiar with the terrain. They know what you know. So they can tell you ditto things. And there are pastors with familiar spirit who can prophesy to you about everything in your family. Yet they are not from God. They are called familiar spirit. Fetish priests work with them. Shrines work with them. They know everything about your family. They can tell you what your great grandmother did. But they are not from God. And then the Bible is warning us that people who are into consultation with familiar spirit, I mean, when you go to consult, the one who talks to you is a familiar spirit. It's not that your mother. It's not that your father who spoke. It's a familiar spirit. So the fact that what he told you was accurate does not mean God. I guess what I'm saying. That's why a lot of them, they are able to tell, but they can't stop the issue. They move from church to church. They will tell everybody, do to do, everybody will be happy, but you still continue with your problem. They can't save you. They are only operating by familiar spirit. A kingdom against a kingdom will not stand. A kingdom cannot be against itself. He will only tell you and take your money, you get his popularity, win you for the Satan, but he can never deliver you from the hands of that power, because they are from the same kingdom, and it is in the pulpit now. So be warned. Tell somebody, be warned. Be warned. So that's why it's not every hand that must lay on you. It's not every hand. I'm very, very particular about my head. Before I make a man of God lay hands on me, then I know you. Then I've discerned. I've observed you. I've followed. I can trace your spiritual, where you are from, and I can trust you. God, you have to trust someone, because God will still have to use a human being to help you. So you can't dodge everyone, but you have to trust them. But you have to be careful. I guess what I'm saying. You have to be careful, because a lot of them, some of them, they lay hands on you and point out you become a fornicator. A lot of them, they prophesy, but they are womanizers. The day he came to your church and lay hands on you, you are finished. You are finished. Amen. A charm, a consulter with familiar spirit, a wizard or a necromancer. Do you know necromancy? Those who call the spirit of somebody into something to talk. It's called necromancy. And I saw a certain church, I won't mention them, on the TV, that the man of God, when he's conducting deliverance, he can call the spirit of someone to come and enter into the one in the church's body, and then you'll be talking with the person. And people are there, they believe it, but God, they don't know what necromancy is. This is pure necromancy. But that's not what I came to talk about. I didn't come to talk about those things. I'm just dealing with
The real witches, not those who are pretending like pastors, but I'm talking about the real. So a witch and a wizard is a human being possessed by demonic powers of divination, enchantment, sorcery, soothsaying, necromancy, and consorting of mediums to cast spells. Any human being who carries this spirit, they are also possessed with familiar spirits, like I said. They are possessed. So they know things. They can tell you things. A small boy is telling you, your problem is this, Not because the spirit of God is on him. You remember the young lady that Paul had to cast out the spirit of divination from? The young girl was telling the crowd in the market that this one, he's from God. He's from the true God. But the girl was possessed and was under possession, not conscious, and was operating until the spirit goes. That's the work she does for the owner. And Paul observed it, and Paul discerned, I know that God doesn't use people this way. The way this one is going is familiar spirit. And Paul cast out the spirit immediately. Before people realized that, not knowing it was real, it wasn't from God. Amen. So these people, because of evil spirits that operate in them, when they start operating, they have no mind of their own. They have no will of their own. So they don't care who they are killing, or who they are destroying their marriage, or who they are destroying their womb. They don't care. It is when they come into the physical that they feel pity for you. They cry with you. I'm sure that they will regret, but it doesn't change, because once the moon comes or their time is up and they are sent, everything is suspended. So tonight we are going to pray, and you as a Christian, you must be praying into things like that. So consulting the dead is evil. Tell somebody, consulting the dead bodies is very evil. Consulting the dead. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 19. And when they say to you, seek those who are mediums and witches or wizards, people who whisper and mutter, should not the people seek their God? Should they seek the dead on behalf of the living? So God was attacking people who seek from the dead. I know your parents do that. I know your family members do that. But I am telling you that you should not be a part of it henceforth, because it's consultation of mediums. Why should witches be destroyed? Why is God saying that don't allow witches to exist around you, even though he may be your friend physically, even though he may be your mother physically, even though he may be your brother physically, even though he may be a stranger physically, he may be a family, a cousin, he may be anybody. Bible says that don't allow them to exist around you. Because when they ascend into the spirit, there's no physical connection again. They will do the will of their master. Kill him, they will kill you. When they wake up, they will start crying. It doesn't change anything. You are still dead. So when you go into prayer and say, Father, anybody around me who is an agent leaking information about me, any agent around me who is enforcing the plans of Satan in my life, die by fire. When you are praying it, you pray with audacity. Don't pray with pity. Because when they are sent, they will finish you without pity. Because some of you, if certain people die physically, you'll be free. As long as they are alive, they are the connection to the camp of the enemy. And so they know everything about you. Is somebody following me? Number one, look at Leviticus 20:27. Is that a man or a woman who is a witch or a medium or a sorcerer or who has a familiar spirit shall surely be put to death. You shall surely kill him. Be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. Their blood shall be upon them. Their blood shall be upon them. God is repeating over and over that anybody who is a witch around you, you must pray that once they have decided not to repent, they should die. It's not a wrong prayer. Once you are not repenting, you must die for me to be free. I will not give life to anybody God says should die. No matter who you are to me. Physically, me too, I'll cry. I'll read the obituary. But I will not spare you in prayer. Me, I'm praying my prayer. So if you are the one, it will touch you. I will not spare you. Because the way you also wake up and you will cry at my funeral more than anybody. Meanwhile, you killed me. Me too, I will cry at your funeral. Meanwhile, it was my prayer that finished you. You'll be there and be a good boy. You are looking at me like this, Pastor. Today he has backslided. Is he not the evangelist? Today he has backslided. I'm not backslided. I'm telling you a mystery. The reason why you see people in good churches, Pentecost, Presby, Methodist, good churches, and yet their life is afflicted by the devil. Because they don't emphasize it on casting devils. Maybe I said Pentecost. They don't emphasize on deliverance. And so their people are good worshippers of Christ, yet victims of Satan. But the charismatic era will not allow that nonsense. We'll kill them one by one. Just that now that spirit has even entered the leaders of the charismatic. And they are called prophets. So why did he say we should stone them? And their blood will not be on us. It will be on them. Number one, they are not just physical enemies who can easily repent or have a change of mind. These are special agents. The one you are dealing with is not just a physical enemy. Jesus says, love your enemies. He was talking about your physical people. Do good to those who do bad to you. But the same word of God says, act for a witch, kill him. That means that there are people who do bad to you who are not witches. Nitimia din, o boss. Nitimia din, wejumemu. On favor. They are the people God is talking about, like Jesus is talking about. Do good to them. They have gossiped about you. A friend who is jealous of you has gossiped about you. You've lost a job or something. It does not necessarily mean it's a witch. These people, we pray for them. They repent. We forgive them. We do them good. And God will disgrace them eventually. They are the people God will set a table before you in their presence. It is not witches. Witches must die for your table to be set. So in case you are quoting that scripture to yourself against what I'm preaching, I've explained to you. They are not just mere members. The way pastors are not mere Christians. Pastors are dangerous people for the devil. The devil don't like men of God and women of God at all. Because whereas he's struggling over a soul, we are actually weapons that the Lord is using to rescue the souls from them. Look at the number of people that were saved here on Sunday. Look at the number of people. Look at the miracles. Someone called me on Monday from UK. That she took the link from my line. I didn't even know the person had seen my status. Took the link and went there. And the person has been sick for a while. Went there on that Sunday and the person is healed. Even today, she called me. She was talking to me. She even sent 1,000 cedis as an offering from Ireland. Because she was sick. She couldn't go to church. And she saw my start and she clicked on it and was healed. You think the devil will like me? The devil will hate me more than you. Because whereas he's losing only you, with me, he's losing thousands. So I will never be his friend. So I am not just a Christian going to heaven. I'm a weapon. You are my workmanship created unto what good works. So I've become a weapon that God is using. So I'm not one of the people the devil will take lightly if he should get a chance. if you get a chance. On Sunday, I heard from one of my sons who was ministering. As he was ministering, he saw a manifestation of a demon who had come and was at the gate over there and was trying to cast spell to disrupt what we were doing. By then, I was sitting. People were ministering. And he got to his tent. As he was ministering, he was seeing this strange personality in black blowing something, casting a spell. But when the person does it, then the thing will go back to the person. When the person does it, the thing goes back to the person. It was not working. And then the person disappeared by the time he got down from the stage. And I was telling him, this is what we contend with. If you see us go and we keep going and coming and we are smiling, it's not like nothing came against us. So by the time you say we should make you a pastor, pray about it again. You don't like prayer. You can't stand prayer. You want me to sign your death warrant. I love you too much. I'll make you a deacon. I'll make you an elder. I'll make you a head of ministry. But to make you a leader, they will kill you. They will kill you one time. They will kill you one time. They will kill you. I guess what I'm saying. They will kill you one time. You cannot. You cannot. You have to also be rugged. Because if people were ministering, singing, dancing, and somebody is busy casting spell, if not for the prayers, the grace of God, the 1 month we prayed 100 hours. How many of you joined the prayers? We prayed 100 hours for that Sunday. You think we just came to do that thing? We invested 100 hours of prayer. It even crossed, but our target was 100. We even crossed it. All branches in all regions were praying morning, afternoon, morning, afternoon, morning, afternoon. Pastors, we had our prayer time. Elders had their prayer time. Different groups were praying for one Sunday's program. No wonder when they throw the spell, it goes back. When they throw the spell, it goes back. But you are sleeping. You are eating. You are even belching on top of your fried rice. Then you think things will work. Whereas we are fasting. For me as an evangelist, I go to dangerous grounds. Dangerous grounds for crusade. The last place I went about 2 years ago, it is a border town to Togo. It's a border town. And the whole Ghana, there's a very big shrine over there. Is it Agotime? Is that the name Agotime? Yeah, is that Agotime? And as I was preaching, the elders were begging me that what you are doing, you get problem. They were afraid for me. They kept telling me the following day that we were scared for you. Young man, we were scared for you. Because in this town, maybe you don't know, they started giving me. Then they said, you are really from God. Because the things you said that you didn't die, the challenge you threw, I threw a challenge. If there's any idol on this land, I have come in the name of God. Whatever you are worshiping is nothing. Oh, I said things. I provoked. And afterwards, the blind were seeing. The crippled walked. The deaf hearing. And they came to tell me that what we saw, we have not seen it before. You should have died. Rather, miracles were happening. The man of God who invited me said, you are an evangelist. I've never seen this before. You are an evangelist. Listen to me. So, whatever I'm talking about, I have first-hand information. I have done this thing since 2018, traveling, preaching in villages of Ghana. So, I've come in. It's not Accra demon. Accra demon, they live in East Lagos. They are pampered. They are pampered. Trasaco demons. Accra demons, they live in East Lagos. They are enjoying fridge, microwave. Those kind of demons are not demons. Those kind of demon with civilization here. They are not demons. Leave Accra. I beg you, leave Accra. And the kind of life you are living as a shepherd. It's a risk. It's a risk. Leave Accra. Let me send you as a missionary. I sent Elder Charles to just Esikuma here. And one of the days, he called me panting. He said, Bishop, what I saw, I've never seen it before. A fetish priest appeared to me in the midnight. What I've never said. I now understand why you said you will not make anybody a pastor unless he knows how to do all night. I said, They will kill you. You are here. These demons, are they demons? I went to Paga. Well, when you are walking to on the road to Burkina Faso, you will see a crocodile crossing the road. Now that somebody said the crocodile crossed that and went to lie in the gutter. Because they worship crocodile, they don't kill it. Their totem, their idol is a crocodile. Because they believe their forefather was held by a crocodile to form that land. So in Paga, you don't touch a crocodile. And when I went there, the man of God welcomed me at the hotel. He said, I've been watching your videos wherever you go. You see, in Accra, you people have a good choir. You have this, you have that. Here in Paga, we will know whether you are anointed or not. That was my welcome. We will know whether you are anointed or not. Because here, nobody will sing for you. Divine Salas is not there to sing. Minister Collins is not there to sing and create atmosphere for you to come and swim. And it was true. Oh, Uncle Sam is not here. You could have asked him. It was even the stage I stood on. The stage I stood on. I didn't climb back again. No music. Nothing. Some bamboo in one corner. And the park was filled. But they have nothing. Poverty. Nothing. The park was filled. But nothing. The speaker, some Ahuja home. When you are talking, it's no proper light. I couldn't come back with video because I didn't know. So I was relying that they would give me video. And right in that cross. What you saw here on Sunday is just a joke. I saw the testimonies people are sending me. Some of the people who left and went home. I'm sure on Sunday some of them will share. Shepherd Imash shared a powerful testimony. A woman who is having issue with the throat, I mentioned it, and her lungs. And she's on medication. On medication. Doctors have prescribed religiously. She takes it. She left here on that day. She was standing here. She left and she went. She had forgotten that she had been prayed for. So she was going to take the medication. Before she remembered, even today the man of God mentioned throat and lungs. Then she started, no more. No more. It's gone. It's gone. That was it. She stopped taking the medicine. Till today. Clap your two hands for them. I get what I'm saying. And in Paga, lambs in breasts disappeared. Cripples walking. Miracles. The following day, more people came. Some of them said they were in their houses. And God touched them. And then they came. So what I'm trying to make you understand is that maybe if you don't know me and you are not hearing for the first time, don't measure me by here. I'm talking from the experience of the battlefield. I'm an evangelist. I don't stay in pampered places. I'm telling you that there are things called witches, wizards, sorcery. Where by the time you are preaching, people are casting spell. I remember one time I was preaching and somebody sat on in front of her shrine. No, I didn't know it was a shrine. And started enchanting. And I was preaching to her grandchildren in somewhere in a certain region. I won't mention. I didn't know that there was a shrine just where I was preaching. And the old woman became upset. So she entered and she started enchanting. So as she was enchanted, then PK, Pastor Enoch, he started going back. Oh, feel free and laugh. He's my son. He started going back. By then, he was not a pastor. He's just a young person. I picked him now, following me. He didn't know anything about ministry. He was just a singer. Others around, they started going back. And I was left alone to die. I don't have time. As they were enchanting, the Holy Spirit told me, drop your Bible. I dropped my Bible on the floor. I continued preaching. She also dropped whatever she was doing. She was enchanting. And also dropped. And then one of the grandchildren was giving me a sign. It's a shrine. Here is a shrine. And I kept preaching. And my mighty men were going back. If you see Papa's dialogue, ask him. The place is called Fojoku. It's called Fojoku. Ask him. He's not going back. started going back. And I dropped. I finished. I left. She was so angry. I led the children to Christ. And then I left. I was on a crusade. I went. An evil spirit manifested in the form of a madman. As I was on the stage, he stood at the end of the stage where the instrumentalists were and started pouring some black powder from end to end. As he started, the ushers didn't know what was going on. Then the Lord told me what to do. Then I got down. Pah, he ran away. So we are not in Accra. I'm telling you that when the Bible says that we have wizards and sorcery and divination and evil powers, and don't allow them. I know what I'm talking about. And tonight we are going to pray against those spirits. I'm going to pray against those spirits. Tonight I came to kill certain people in your family. I came to kill certain people in your workplace without unapologetically, because your marriage must appear. Your business must begin to break through. You are working from dawn to dusk. You can't because somebody is busily monitoring you and feeding information to the camp of the enemy, and they keep leaking out your finances. But I pray for you in the name of Jesus that God will fight your battles for you. That God will expose every secret agent around you. They are smiling with you, but they are destroying your life. They are weeping with you, but they are the same cause of that weeping. I pray that may God fight against them. May God destroy them for your good. May God destroy them for your freedom. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
They are not just physical enemies. If I deal with just physical enemies, you will say, okay, I forgive you. I forgive you. I won't do that again. Okay. Next time, don't do that. We don't advise witches. Tell someone, we don't counsel witches. We don't advise, because they are not in charge. Listen, they are the lowest rank. They are not part of the ranks. They are not part of the authority ranks. They are ball boy. Like the way we pastors, we are not anywhere part of the authority, the Godhead. We have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Did you hear God the pastor? Do you hear God of man? Mm-hmm. We are not part. We are just instruments. That's how they are. They are not part of the hierarchy. They are also just agents and instruments. In Ephesians chapter 6, when Paul listed, did you hear and witches? Read Ephesians chapter 6. They are not part. So they can't decide to favor you because we are neighbor. They can't decide to favor you because you are his brother. They don't make decisions for themselves. Is what God, you see, when people come to me in the office, I tell them, okay, come to the service. If God talks to me about you, then I can help you. If God asks me to do something for you, I can do it for you. Okay, just at the office, I'm limited. That's not how I operate. I'm a man under authority. He tells me what to do before I can do. I can't help you if God doesn't help you. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Do you see a witch over there? They are not part. Say they are sanquas. But they are more dangerous because the day you see a demon with a certain horn, won't you run away? Fear your friends more than your enemies. Because your enemies can poison you. Your friends can poison you. You didn't understand the mystery I just told you. There are people, they are not friends. They are frenemies. Ask the one, but are you a friend in me? Or husband in me? Or wife in me? There are people, all their problem in life is that they married a witch as a wife. So a witch can be a wife in me. All their problem is that their husband is a leader in the occultic realm. And so they have used their womb to exchange something. And no matter how good you are serving God, that one is taken because of your husband in me. Some children you give birth to can become witches. I'm a good person. We go to rescue. And so what? You allow it, the devil will enter. Don't joke with it. They are more dangerous because they are with us. The day you heard good news, you didn't tell an evil spirit, you told a friend. You told a human being. Some of you rushed to your mother and you told your mother because it's a good news.
Some of you rush to your father and you call your father, who, daddy? By the grace of God. But what you don't know is that he is a door. He's happy for you physically. In fact, he will open his club. He has that for me. He has that for me. Your mother will sing for you. But she's just a doorway to that realm. And so the moment she's the one who you communicated it to, it has landed, because she's a monitoring spirit around you. And you see that good news that started cooking, a baby be afa, and you will not understand. Why is it that when I get pregnant and I miscarry? Why is it when I get pregnant and I miss, then you are crying? Then the same person, daughter, don't cry. God will do it. We serve a living God. A living God. Serve a living God. My God will never fail you. They are very spiritual, Papa. I'm telling you, the people who the devil uses against you, they play their role. You will not even suspect them. Not even suspect them. That's how you tell them. They like you. Oh, I think that this gentleman is interested, but he's a good guy. Oh, the same person will turn around. Like a friend, but he will go and stab you. I'm going to pray with you. Should I lead you to pray? I've not finished my message, but I just want to pray with you. I think I've told you something. They are human beings, so you are more susceptible to their arrows. Because the day you see a horn, you run. But this one, you see her makeup. You see his 5'5". You see, you hear his deep voice, my son, oh my daughter. So you don't run. You feel okay. But they are the people. So instead of being afraid of a horn with a tail, be afraid of 5'5". Be afraid of the makeup woman. Be afraid of the one on the high heel. She may not be a principality or a power, but because she's close to you, she's more dangerous than that rank. They execute the will of their master. They don't have a will of themselves. They execute the will of their masters. Number three, they cast spells upon people and they spread sin among people. They will cast spell on you. Listen, a lot of you, you think you are in charge of your life, but you don't know. You are not in charge. You are not in charge. Something is making you think the way you are thinking. Listen, what the devil is after you, he makes you think in a certain way. See that all your thoughts are bad. When they are even showing you the light, you don't believe it. Because they have twisted your mind. If they want to give you marital failure, they make you think in a certain way. Women right, feminine right. No man can tell me what to do. You are under a spell. Who won't be yell? Tell the woman by you, who won't be how? Who won't be? Who won't be? And it's because they have cast a spell on you. Nobody must enjoy marriage in your home. And they have programmed you. So you all think in a certain way. As for me, I want a man who is established, who has this, has some packs and some 5'5". And I want a lady who has a dread in the teeth and dimples. Catch says, who be? Don't say, oh, they say, who be? Who be? It looks like something is worrying you. Something is making. There are people, when they get opportunity, that is the time they make a mistake. Everything will be working well. The day they say, come for interview, that day they will sleep more than anything. Like, they don't understand. Catch up, say, BB. Who be? Because in the spirit, they are casting a spell at you. Haven't you watched some in the movies? They are real things. Because I read them to you from the scriptures. They cast spells. They cast spells. They invoke your spirit into a doll. And what they say upon it is, well, they take your picture. They take your dress. They use something about you. Then they invoke your spirit.
Anybody who would dare to invoke your spirit from now to the end of this year, I command fire will appear on them. Let your amen be like thunder. I said, let your amen be like thunder. Whoever is manipulating your mind, whoever is manipulating your thought, whoever is manipulating the things that are happening around you, so that you have good thoughts, good plans, but you are not able to make progress, I command that that devil is arrested. That devil is arrested. That devil is arrested.
There are people, unless you don't propose to them, when you propose to them, it's either you lose your job or you will die. There are women like that. They're about to marry this one, the person dies. They're about to marry this one, something, accident, the person dies. There's a story ahead of a woman. When you are about to marry, about five men or so had come her way. I think my wife told me that story. And this person has poisoned herself. And they have rushed there to Kolebu. My wife is at the emergency center. They have rushed and she was dying. Later, when they were able to stabilize her, and she started recovering, she told her story. She said she doesn't want to live again. Because every man that comes her way, they labor. When it's time for marriage, then the man will leave them. Why? Because the man will have a dream. And they will use the face of this woman, chasing them with a knife, attacking them. Maybe the one was about to have to give you that breakthrough, had a bad dream about you. You don't know why they don't call again. You don't know why. You don't know why. They promise you that, remember the foul, alcohol. All of a sudden, their business start collapsing. This year, I'll marry you. Doom broke. Now, no money. They are struggling because they mentioned that they are going to marry you. It's a spell. Instead of saying that, a man cannot correct, you better check what is wrong with you. Better check what is wrong with you. Better check. Anybody that is secretly around you casting evil spell, may they catch fire. 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 Bible says 2 Chronicles 33 verse 9. And Manasseh seduced Judah, or bewitched Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Manasseh bewitched Judah. People can bewitch you. Yeah, pewa sewa. What's in mapel? Jimmy. What's in mapel? They want to destroy you. That's why they are bringing you girls. When they finish you, Esau, they will not even be interested in you again. And that will be the time you are now looking for that, your billionaire destiny. And forever you are struggling with all your potentials. That is why you'll be crying for marriage. And forever with all your beauty and elegance, you'll be begging for it. Because when you were young, they are arranged, but the devil bewitched you. Bewitched you. And you were throwing them off like that. Throwing them. Oniska, Onika, Onise, Mimi Penyowise, Penyowise, you have been bewitched. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.